This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know who we should have at a Fish Fry Friday, Sue Thomas?
Do tell.
Scott Jennings. Shouldn't we fly him in for one of these things?
That would be awesome.
I'm pretty sure Odyssey's got the budget for that. I will talk to Steve Moore, but it would be fun to have him here. Maybe we can... Easter's late, isn't it? Like in June this year or something like that?
Oh, I don't think it's that late.
God, like Mardi Gras not till March 1st. I think it's late. I'm just basing it, you know. I'm a non-practicing Lutheran. I'm really not sure. My mom and dad probably are ashamed of me. We're giving away Brian Kilmeade tickets. He's coming back to St. Louis at the Factory, which is an amazing venue out in Chesterfield. First of all, if you've never been there, you're going to love it. Brian is playing that venue on the 22nd of March. It's more of a variety show, a little different than what we've done the last couple of years when he's coming to St. Louis. Tickets to give away right now. They are on sale for those of you who don't win tickets, but if you'd like a pair right now, I have them available. If you're calling number, we're just going to make it easy. Call number three. Boom. Call number three is a winner. 314-241-9797. All right, we'll get a winner. Let's kind of welcome Mr. Jennings into the fold here with some music, Sue. Scott Jennings, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Let's all sing together, right? How are you this evening?
I'm great. And every day that I see these Democrats at these protests, I feel better and better about the future.
You know, I got to tell you, and we've been communicating a little bit, they really are a little bit more broken and lost than I expected. Even the claims against Elon, like he's doing this for his personal gain. Have they looked at his net worth lately? What is that claim even about?
Yeah, the richest man in the world needs to break into the Social Security database and steal your... $600 a month check. That's what's going to fortify and solidify his own personal financial future. I mean, it is, first of all, a lot of people go on TV and say crazy things, and I think it slips into the realm of defamatory. I mean, you hear some of the things they say about Elon, and they don't know. They don't know what his motivations are. I mean, my belief is that his motivations are he loves this country because this country's given him a huge opportunity to build several successful companies. And I'll just remind everyone of one more thing. Maybe we could stop slandering this man long enough for him to rescue our astronauts from outer space, which we have asked him to do this spring. We apparently can't bring them back. Only Elon can. So maybe we can lay off for a minute or two.
You know, I've said this, and I just want your reaction to this. I never want you to, you know, dump on one of your employers. But I've been listening and paying more attention to CNN been doing that for a long time when you're on late at night on the panels, but I've been listening more during the day and like when I leave work here. And it's kind of stunning to me that all of the focus, and maybe you can make some criticism of Fox in the other direction, but all of the focus that I've heard from Aaron Burnett and others on CNN and Dana Bash has not been on the actual waste that has been exposed, any of the spending, the particulars of that. It's all been on the guy that's been, you know, exposing the waste. Why can't you maybe do a little bit of a balance there?
Yeah, look, I won't comment on the editorial decisions of media outlets. I'll just say that I think the American people and the media at large are currently in two different places. The American people are very much focused on the waste, fraud, and abuse. It's one of the reasons they elected Donald Trump. And the media is focused on Elon. I mean, we've moved on from Trump derangement to Elon derangement syndrome. And, you know, look, I think trust in the media is a longstanding ongoing issue, but when you're totally mismatched in your priorities, this is the wages of that. So I'm with you. I think we ought to have some more focus on what he's uncovering. I mean, you've got fraud in virtually every agency. And by the way, nobody disputes there's fraud in the government. And so the fact that someone's actually doing something about it should be generating positive attention, in my opinion, not negative attention. But, you know, we live in a shirts and skins world, I guess. And so because there's a Republican president, they got to take the other side of it.
Well, but wait a second. I thought, because I've been told this, I thought we were in a constitutional crisis.
I know. We're only 3 weeks in, and we're already in a crisis. I mean, these judicial rulings, by the way, against Trump, which, you know, he's mad about. I would be, too. How can it possibly be that someone would believe that a single federal district court judge in one jurisdiction anywhere in the country could commandeer the entire executive branch of the United States? I mean, that's lunacy, but that's what happens. You have these Democrat attorneys general. They band together. They file lawsuits in friendly venues with lunatic district court judges like the guy in Rhode Island who gave $700,000 to Sheldon Whitehouse. And that guy then tries to stop the executive branch from operating. If you want to have a national policy or a national decision set, let's go to the Supreme Court and let's not assume these district court judges should have more power than the duly elected president.
So one of the things that I think a lot of people would agree on right now outside of the policy is what's happening with this White House is dizzying. I mean, the pace at which they're working right now, I've heard the folks on CNN, they can't keep up with it, right? So this is good news if you want some of this stuff to actually be achieved, because there's no time to waste, and they're certainly acting that way, Jennings.
There is no time to waste. And, I mean, years of inaction. Years of looking the other way, years of politicians saying, well, we're going to shrink the government, we're going to make it more efficient, we're going to save money, we're going to cut the fat, we're going to trim the waste. Whoever does it, the government only ever gets bigger, never smaller. And so these guys don't have any time to waste, and they have momentum. One of the most important things in politics is momentum. Trump wins a popular vote victory, he gets momentum. He runs a great transition, more momentum. And they come into office, and he creates all this positive momentum. And so when you have momentum and you have the ball, it's like in sports, man, you got to keep driving. And that's what they're doing. And by the way, he's never had a higher approval rating than he does right now, because he is moving down the field. He has momentum and they're taking advantage of it and the people like it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another thing I think a lot of the legacy media is a little confused by. Wait a second. It's popular that we're deporting people who climbed, you know, over fences and you know, through rivers to get here illegally. Of course, that's something that the American people would have trouble with. So I'm encouraged by a lot of this. And look, you had Tulsi confirmed today, RFK Jr. So the cabinet picks, I don't know that you can say they sailed through, but they went through very quickly, didn't they?
They did. And much like Trump was able to muscle through Speaker Mike Johnson on the first ballot when he was up for Speaker in early January, Trump and his team were able to get all their cabinet picks over the line. Yeah, they lost a couple of votes here and there, but not many. And so it's happening. They're getting a chance. If the Democrats and their lawfare core will allow it, they're going to get a chance to govern. The Republicans will. That's what the American people asked for. They elected a Republican president and a Republican Congress because they're going to give this party a chance to govern. So Trump's getting his administration in place. He's doing what he can do immediately from an executive perspective. And now the ball's going to be in the court of the Republicans in Congress to get the reconciliation bill together and cut taxes, fix energy, and work on immigration. That's the next big thing to drop here. Can the Republicans in Congress keep up with the pace that's being set by Donald Trump?
Scott Jennings is here, 97.1 FM Talk Political Insider. You see him on CNN. And I don't know how I missed this, because I love the Wall Street Journal. I paid dearly $38 a month for it, but I look at the content all the time. And they did a great feature on you. Fred just brought this to my attention earlier this month on February 2nd. It was like a Scott Jennings profile, wasn't it?
Yeah, last week they did a piece about how CNN had tapped me to sort of translate for their audience, what's going on in red America, or over half the country, I guess. And The profile culminated in them sending a photographer to my house to photograph me with my chickens.
I know.
And
I
so
see
it
that.
Was a it was some of the greatest photos ever taken of me, showing off what the caption said was my favorite chicken.
Is this the only way that you're able to survive right now because of the price of eggs, that you have your own chickens?
Yeah, I mean, I've done is I've pretty much quit all my other jobs and I just sell eggs on the side of the road at this point. I do CNN for free. I sit out the highway here in Louisville and I pretty much charge like $100 a dozen.
Oh my gosh.
And it's been the most lucrative thing I ever did.
You could probably do that right now. And have you started, one of the things that we covered late in the year and maybe even a few weeks ago is that you've been appointed to the LA Times editorial board. Has any of that sort of begun at this point?
No, I'm in regular contact with the paper's owners, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong. And I think in the next few weeks, he's making some changes to the way he runs the paper and runs his media empire out there. And so I expect to hear from him in the next couple of weeks about how he's going to have people like me interact with the new setup of the editorial board. So nothing really to report on that yet other than I'm looking forward to it because I think he's got a pretty cool vision on it.
Yeah, keep me posted because I actually invoked your name yesterday when I was having a conversation. I think I told you about this a couple of months ago, but I went up to visit with the dean of the University of Missouri Journalism School, my alma mater. There was a little bit of a media bias issue that came up, and he invited me to a basketball game. And, you know, we talked about diversity, idea diversity in newsrooms. And, Scott, I think you'd agree, does not exist very much. And that's problematic, which is one of the reasons Patrick is doing what he's doing with you. And maybe we're going to see some move in that other direction. But look, some of these kids and these professors in particular are in such a bubble, I don't know if they can ever dig out. I'm really concerned because all these young people are so indoctrinated into some of this stuff, whether it's the gender nonsense or
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Things related to race, I don't know how you get out of it. I just don't see a path.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I am encouraged by some of the polling I've seen. The most recent CBS News poll, people under 30 gave Donald Trump an approval rating at a plus 10. I mean, it was one of his best groups. These young people, I think, have had it with this sort of woke indoctrinization they've had to go through in their college career and in their lives, and they're rebelling against it, and they like what Trump is doing, and they're looking at the Republican Party right now and saying, these guys are the common sense party. And so I think it's that we may be seeing a movement in the pendulum here. Now, we'll see if the institutions themselves respond to what they're, we're seeing in the polling from the kids. But I think there's a sense among some kids that, hey, what we're being told and taught here is not right, and it's not good for our country, and it's not good for us personally. I think you're seeing a little bit of rebellion right now. I'm anxious to see how this plays out.
I hope you're right about that. We often, Scott Jennings, close with baseball. Bregman to Boston. Boy, they're making some moves, aren't they?
Yeah, I think $40 million for Bregman. His stat line wasn't all that different than Nolan's. And I know he's 3 years younger, but I don't know if they're going to. I mean, it's fine. I guess Nolan's going to be our third baseman, and I hope he has a great year.
He's still talking about trade possibilities, but boy, that is becoming less likely. Are you and Mr. Joe Arnold going to spring training this year, or are you too busy with all the CNN stuff?
There is a chance I may catch like 2 days in Florida because of a speaking engagement I may have down there during the spring training period. So if I pull it off, it'll be somewhat of a miracle. But, I go every year, and I'd hate to miss it this year. So I'm going to try to pull it off.
Hey, they need eggs in Jupiter, Florida. Just keep that in mind. Bring the chickens down there.
By the way, I'll give you a quick story. I flew to Washington last week, and I took like 100 eggs with me in a bag to the airport. I was unsure whether you could fly with eggs.
Yeah.
But you can. The TSA let me on the plane with eggs, and I handed them out to all my friends at CNN last weekend, including Dana Bash, who took them home and made omelets for her kids. And it was really really an enjoyable thing to do. But if you've ever wondered, can you take raw eggs on an airplane? Answer, yes.
How did you keep 100 eggs? Like, did any of them crack at all?
No, I have cartons. I mean, okay. I treat these things like the precious items they are, and I kept them with me at my seat. Took him right into the office and handed him out. I was the most popular guy at CNN that day. One day I was the most popular guy.
Oh, I think you got more than that going. All right, Jennings, thank you so much. Have a great week, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. I have to kind of parlay this and segue into some audio from the University of Chicago because this is relatively funny. Now, I debated, there was a Sue Thomas factor here on this piece of audio. I just have to tell you, because sometimes
intriguing.
I have to have these inner debates with myself, and language is involved, because I know that sometimes the language that I use, and I'm fond of profanity, it's frowned upon by some of my friends, including Sue. So there's a word in here that we, I think, didn't use, but we'll find out. But this is Clay Travis. Clay Travis is on Fox quite a bit. He hosts a show with Buck Sexton as well, a radio show. But he's outspoken and very opinionated on a lot of this stuff related to sports and gender in particular. Outkick, his outlet, has been very, very successful. Anyway, he's on this panel at the University of Chicago. And let me see if I can tell you who else was on the panel, because they're having this discussion about, what's going on with the Democrat Party, how it's related to the election, all these other things. And there's a panel that gets into the issue of men who are Democrats, and how men in particular, maybe young men, Jennings was offering this example of young men, how they reacted to this election, et cetera. And then Clay Travis, there were some audible gasps when he said this.
What I would start with is men aspire to be bigger, stronger, and faster than we are, almost universally. That's why superheroes are popular. That's why pro athletes are popular. Who is the most masculine Democrat right now in America?
And there's
Mayor Pete.
Is that a gay joke?
No. Mayor Pete, no. Well, no, it's just that he's not particularly masculine. Nobody's like, oh, Mayor Pete, he's a badass. Chuck Schumer? Is anybody like, hey, Chuck Schumer holding up an avocado and a beer to talk about the Super Bowl? Is anybody like that trying to grill? Is anybody like, hey, that's a dude I want to hang out with?
No, but did you see how, immediately the woman that was on the panel, is that a gay joke? We're going to, look down on that. I did, he didn't mention this name. There's more to this audio. But John Fetterman maybe comes to mind as the guy, the only guy out there. Like, think about J.B. Pritzker. But then he continues.
Trump's like a grandpa.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Trump took a bullet in his ear and immediately stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. Every man in America and most of the women out here were impressed by that, even if the women won't admit it. She's shaking her head strong. And second part of this, basically summing it up, Democrats for men are p***s, and Republicans
aren't.
Democrats for men are p***s. There are no masculine men in the Democrat Party right now.
He was using a word that rhymes with wussies.
Oh, we got it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Yes. Sometimes the audience is unclear, and I don't want to leave mystery in their mind. I thought that was very funny, even though some people will disapprove. Hey, Trump's taking questions right now. Let's see if we can dip into this. He's with the Indian Prime Minister, and they just came out of an event. This is live at the White House.
Gross incompetence. We're going to have a fantastic relationship, and it has been. Look, the whole world's been set back over the last 4 years by the weakness of the United States, the weak leadership of the United States. But I think we've taken care of it in just 3 weeks. It seems to me that even some of the media that we wouldn't prefer has been writing that this is a much different country right now, that the world has a light over it, not only our country, but the whole world. The Prime Minister told me that before, too, even over India. The world has a light. They need the United States to be strong and powerful, but good. And I think that's happened, and I think it's happened in a very short period of time. But I will tell you, we're going to have a fantastic relationship, and it'll make both countries much stronger.
Yeah, he's with the Indian Prime Minister Modi right now, taking questions. I just want to, sometimes the questions get pretty interesting. Somebody was supposed to ask something.
Okay, Geeta Mohan from India Today, sir. I'll just take my colleague Lalit Jha's question forward because you couldn't understand.
Okay, fine.
The question is about the fact that you've decided to extradite Tahawar Rana. Thank you so much. India has been waiting to have him back in India to bring him to justice.
Okay, I think this is going to get a little into the Indian weeds here, if you will, and I'm coming up on a break. But I always like to sample that because if he's getting into it with, you know, the media there about some other issues, but I think they're going to focus on the issue at hand, which is Prime Minister Modi in the room after their meeting.
I'm starting to get used to actually hearing from the president, and he talks to us all the time.
It's
shocking.
It is shocking because you talk about Biden, but even Harris, like how many times did she even do anything in 4 months where there was anything even remotely similar to what he's done in just one day in the last 3 weeks?
Never.
So, you know, did you hear this whole dust up about the Associated Press? All right. So I might be able to get to this right now before the break. So the AP was kept out of it wasn't the briefing room, but there was something because the AP refused to acknowledge in their style book that it's the Gulf of America, right?
Oh,
it's not the Gulf
funny.
Of the Gulf of Mexico. So here, I think this is it with Caitlin Collins and Carolyn Levin.
Which White House official made the decision to bar the AP reporter from the Oval Office and the diplomatic reception room last night?
Well, first of all, let me just set the record straight. It is a privilege to cover this White House. It's a privilege to be the White House press secretary. And nobody has the right to go into the Oval Office and ask the President of the United States questions. That's an invitation that is given. And there are hundreds of outlets on this campus, many of you in this room who don't have the privilege of being part of that pool every single day and getting to ask the President questions. We reserve the right to decide who gets to go into the Oval Office, and you all have credentials to be here, including the Associated Press, who is in this briefing room today.
So they want to make a big deal, and this was something that happened on the X formerly Twitter, that the esteemed Associated Press, and just so people who are listening know, if you don't know much about the Associated Press, they're the worst. And they're even worse than you think because they distribute content to every outlet,
yes,
whether it's KSDK or KMOX or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. They run stories that these outlets pay for content,
yes,
and they pick up. It's also a co-op because people, you know, across the country contribute.
Any small radio station or TV station all across the country.
And they are the worst when it comes to bias. I'm just telling you. I've seen some of their nonsense over the last 10 years in particular. So this went a little longer here.
Isn't it retaliatory in nature is the argument, because the reason that the AP was barred, which they said was because they're not using the phrase Gulf of America, they're using Gulf of Mexico in line with their standards. And so the question here is this setting a precedent that this White House will retaliate against reporters who don't use the language that you guys believe reporters should use? And how does that align with the First Amendment commitment that you were just talking about?
All right, so before Carolyn answers, and she does give an answer, let's just think about the questions here from Caitlin Collins. Because she's not asking anything about DOJ. She's not asking anything about the border. She's asking about the snowflake media that got kicked out of a room last night because they're so biased. And that's what they care about. That's the only thing that they care about.
It was an executive order.
Well, listen, she Carolyn puts the hammer down.
It's very upfront in my briefing on day one that if we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. And I'm not sure why news outlets don't want to call it that, but that is what it is. The Secretary of Interior has made that the official designation in the geographical identification name server. And Apple has recognized that. Google has recognized that. Pretty much every other outlet in this room has recognized that body of water as the Gulf of America. And it's very important to this administration that we get that right, not just for people here at home, but also for the rest of the world.
Isn't it just, in and of itself, the fact that they have problems with using the term Gulf of America? Are you kidding me? Why fight that? What is so offensive about that? That is interesting. But Carolyn Leavitt, holding her own with these legacy media members. We're going to talk real estate in St. Louis with Neil Gelman of the Gelman Team, plus an audio cut of the day still to come.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.